Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3.
We are out and about at Singapore Expo at ITAP 2019, and we are talking about industry transformation, of course, all week long here in Singapore. And I have right now with me Damien Delamas, country president of Schneider Electric Singapore. And we're going to talk about operations involvement in this year's ITAP and his perspective on Industry 4.0's impact on both big enterprises and SME. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Damien. Well, first of all, what do you think of ITAP being in Singapore for the second year now?
Definitely, we really like the event. I mean, we were there last year, and this year is a much bigger event. Mm-hmm. You know, they move from 2 halls to 3 halls. You guys are here. There's a big crowd around us. So definitely, we also see that this event is becoming regional. We have a lot of customers coming from the other countries in the region. So frankly, the place to be when it comes to industry transformation.
Industry transformation gets a lot of support, in fact, from governments around this region. Do you think that is an advantage for ASEAN and the Asia-Pacific region?
Now, of course. I mean, the government support, especially in Singapore, is really, helping move forward at a much faster speed, especially when it comes to the SMEs, mm-hmm. which could be left behind this industrial transformation.
So that's what one of the things people have this perception when we're talking about industry transformation. We are thinking of the big industries, but it's not just about the big industries.
Yeah, you're very right, Anthony. And this is where I think through IoT there's a big change. It used to be between bracket for the rich only, you know, the big guys, right. You know, the big semicon players, mm-hmm. the big oil and gas companies.
Right.
But now with IoT technologies, with sensors, so, I mean, SMEs can take the transformation journey. So they definitely should not think they're left behind. And they have the chance to move. And I think around us, there are a lot of people who are showcasing technologies that help companies embark on this industry transformation.
How can SMEs take the first step in participating in this Industry 4.0 transformation?
Well, everything still, and let's come back to some basics. I mean, there needs to be a management drive. There needs to be a management vision, first of all. Then the second step will be to think, of course, you don't want to do a smart manufacturing to be called smart, right? I mean, you have to really think of what's your top of your mind. What keeps you awake at night? I mean, is your facility really still troubling you from a safety standpoint? Do you have reliability issues? Is productivity the key driver of your organization? So you have to really isolate what really is driving, I would say, your mind and vision, and then see what are the technologies that can help you answer to this problem statement.
There will be a lot of small businesses out there who might be, reluctant to take this first step in industry transformation, but maybe you can talk about some of the benefits that they can reap from this. We know for bigger industries, they've been reporting 10 to 20% productivity since automation and robotics. Will small and medium enterprises experience the same?
Well, I mean, for sure, the same will apply. And actually, I would say even more, because very often these companies will have very lean organization, you know, so they would not have much and big teams to drive continuous improvement in their facilities. So same comment, smart manufacturing journey can help them accelerate and really move or two or three steps at one time.
So how can Schneider Electric then help SMEs in Singapore, or for that matter, for the rest of the region?
Yeah, so we are a technology company. And the way, in most cases, we deploy our technologies in the countries are with local partners. So the way I like to phrase it is basically, we help drive industry transformation for SMEs with SMEs. So we have a network of local system integrator partners that are working together with us and help the SMEs drive their transformation.
And what about the cost of this? Again, we are thinking about smaller businesses, which might think it could be a big investment. Those words, transformation, 4.0, these are big words that, you know, might be a misconception that the cost and the investment is big.
I hear you, and you're very right, because every time we talk to SMEs, of course, they come back to a basic, which is, what's my ROI, right?
Yes.
How much I have to spend? When do I get my money back?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's true also, through technology now, you can start with a few $1,000s.
Really?
Okay. So it's not anymore hundreds of thousands, it's not anymore millions. And then the additional good news in Singapore, especially as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of government support to help the SMEs start their transformation journey. So it's not a bad news there, it's rather good news. I mean, technologies exist, you have a problem, you can leverage existing partners and technology to resolve your problem, and it doesn't cost you a bomb.
And you don't get left behind.
And you don't get left behind.
All right. Thank you very much, Damien. Damien Dalma is there from Schneider Electric talking to us about how SMEs as well as big enterprises can leverage on Industry 4.0. And, you know, it's not going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to reap benefits in terms of productivity as well. You're listening to your Workday Afternoon. We are live here at ITAP 2019 at Singapore Expo. First day of our live broadcast. We'll be here all week long with prime time here tomorrow as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.